If you're in a pinch, I can see this doing a job to help get you through, I guess, a little bit, or hold it in place. The other issue with this is, if I put my other piece down here, is that it's rocking. It's on a pivot right here. So you could flip it around and put it on this side. And as long as that's not marred, mine has a tiny bit of a rock to it, then that should be better at least at doing it that way. But you gotta make sure you're doing it on the mallet side. The hammer fist does have some ruler markings on either side, but as you can see, it's pretty basic. You just have some centimeter marks on one side, and then as we flip it around, you've got some inch and quarter inch marks going up the side. So that could be handy. It doesn't start at zero on one end. It's just, I don't know. I don't see that being all that useful, especially where they're kind of far away from the end up here, and then they're also kind of far away from the bottom down here. So don't think that's the best setup, but I think they're trying to throw everything in here that they could. No problem. Okay, does that just fine. The last feature on this one is the mallet. It's a non-marring striking surface right here, and that actually worked out pretty well for me. And there's one thing that this does better than a traditional mallet, in my opinion, and that is the precision of control that you get. I was able to really kind of fine-tune, as it were, exactly how much force I put onto something. So for example, I might use this, a mallet, for example, when doing lap joints in wood. I need to put these two pieces of wood together, and they each are cut in halfway. Then I'm gonna use a mallet to tap those in. I want a nice tight fit, so where it's actually gonna require a little bit of force to join. And with this thing, it did a pretty good job. And the big question is, did it leave any marks afterward? No marks to speak of on either of these. So it does work pretty well in that sense. Now, the other time I used this was actually for doing some chisel work. I wanted to find out if, again, because I have that fine-tuned control, if I could use this to chisel a little more delicately where I needed to, as opposed to using a mallet or a hammer, a ball peen hammer, anything like that, that might be a little harder to finesse. And again, I think this actually did a really good job with that. And in my opinion, that was one of the more successful tests that I've tried out with this, was using this as a mallet. So for me, the hammer fist is gonna stay in my drawer, might be in my bag sometimes, but I'm gonna use a hammer for most things. I'm gonna use the other tools that are dedicated for that. We've all heard the phrase, jack of all trades, master of none. I certainly fall into that category in many cases. And this one is jack of all trades and not even mediocre at a lot of them, unfortunately. I'd love to give this a better review, but I just didn't find it all that useful. And if you've got a little kid, maybe get it for them. But for other things, I didn't find it all that useful. So let me know in the comments if this is something you think you might be getting. Hopefully you enjoyed learning a little bit more about this interesting looking tool, as I did. My name is Nils with Learn to DIY. Thanks for watching.